Hello and welcome to the EFL Podblog with Chris and Sue.
So I'm here with Emmanuel and we're going to be talking about bucket list today. Hello Emmanuel.
Hello Chris.
So can you tell me, what do you understand by the term bucket list?
For me, bucket list is what I hope to do in the future.
Cool. And you've thought about this a little bit. Can you tell me what the one of the items is, or maybe the first one on your bucket list? What is it?
For me, the first one is travels and discover the new culture and new people.
And have you travelled a lot recently, or in your life, have you travelled a lot?
Not a lot. I only visited the Greece and the Spain and Canary Islands.
Okay, but that's not bad. Which was the best place for you?
For me, it's Greece.
Greece?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you like particularly about Greece?
The beach. Mm-hmm. And the monuments.
Okay. And this, I guess, you were in Athens, I think you said, yeah?
Sorry?
You went to Athens, I think. Did you see the Acropolis when you were in Athens?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a must-see. I think it may be one of the wonders of the world, the Acropolis. I think it might be. Yeah?
Maybe.
It's definitely UNESCO. It's got to be.
There are many people,
yeah. Yeah, I guess there's a big queue to see it. Because generally when you see the photos, it's absolutely... there's nobody there. It's at night. It's lit up. It looks really, really nice. But the reality is very different, isn't it?
Yes. But in October or November, it's quite calm.
Yeah.
And there are less person to visit.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell me what the second thing is on your bucket list?
Of course. Another dream, which I will be going to holidays on an island with white sand.
Uh-huh. England.
Blue sea.
England. You're describing England and, so far.
Not yet. And palm trees.
Ah, no. There's...
No, England.
In the southwest of England, there's a place called the English Riviera. They do have palm trees. However, it may not have all the ingredients you want. Do you have anywhere in mind?
Not really, because I don't know which island I can discover for the moment.
I didn't finish my first question. Mm-hmm. You said you wanted to travel. Where do you want to go?
Maybe... Maybe Thailand.
Thailand?
Yeah.
Ooh, now that's doable. Yeah, it's a long way away.
Yeah.
But it's doable. And I know we spoke about this earlier together, that Thailand could be on your bucket list pretty soon, I think, in the next year or so. Just needs organising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I begin.
And this could also... maybe knock off the other item on your bucket list, which is to be on an island with white sand, blue sea, and palm trees.
Yeah, to drink cocktail.
Ah, what type of cocktail would that be?
With rum.
Okay, any more clues? Many cocktails are with rum?
Yeah.
Pina colada, no?
But for example,
this will do, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could have, if you go to the Caribbean, the British Caribbean islands, Jamaica, etc., Barbados, they have rum punch, which is very, very nice.
Ah, good.
Yeah, lovely. But it's dangerous. But there you go, anyway. So tell me about something else you have on your bucket list.
I hope a day to get over my fear and jump in parachute.
Ah.
And if I try this, I feel very proud.
Okay. You don't like heights, I guess?
Yeah. But I am not sure I can jump.
Ah.
Maybe.
Because I know there's a place not far from here. A friend of mine, he did a jump near Pamiers, which is only, I don't know, 40, 50 kilometres away. And he did a jump from there, his first time as well. Some people go through hypnotism to get over their fear. And maybe it's a bit extreme.
Yeah.
Okay, parachute jump. This one features a lot on many people's bucket lists, skydiving, parachute jumps, etc. So good luck with that one. How about something else? Do you have anything else on there?
Yeah. To finish, I would like to participate to the Electro Music Festival, which named Tomorrowland.
Where is this?
In Belgium.
Okay, Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland, yes.
I've never heard of this.
It's a very big party with international people.
Uh-huh.
And most of famous DJ.
Uh-huh.
But it's not easy to participate due to the number of people who's bought tickets.
Right. So when you say participate, does this mean that you will be DJing there?
No, only listen to music.
Okay, so you just want to go to the festival.
Yeah.
And how long does it last?
I think it's 5 days.
Right.
Or 3 days.
I've never heard of this. So right. What? No. But what sort of music do they have there?
It's a.
Do they have live bands? Do they have live bands who go there?
No, it's DJs.
Ah, it's only DJs.
Only DJs, yeah.
Ah, it's are you a DJ, Emmanuel?
Electro music.
I'm asking you this again because I want the truth. Are you a DJ?
No, I'm not a DJ.
Are you nearly a DJ?
No.
Have you ever done any DJing?
No.
Have you wanted to do DJing?
Why not?
Or do you make DJ tapes or CDs or... maybe music collections on a USB stick or something like this. No?
No.
You don't?
No.
Where does this desire to go to this festival come from? Well, why do you want to go to this festival if it's only DJs?
Yeah, and because I think the feeling is very good in this festival.
Okay, and who's your favourite DJ? Paul Oakenfold.
I know
you're going to say.
No.
Go on, tell me.
I like Martin Garrix.
Uh huh.
I don't know if you know.
Mhm.
And.
Do you know Paul Oakenfold?
No.
Ah, okay. Do you know Martin Solveig?
Yes, Martin Solveig, yeah.
Is he any good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know, I bet you don't know this one, Pete Tong?
No.
Ah.
Pete Tong, no.
Ah, it's all gone Pete Tong now. Okay, fair enough. Do you have anything else on your bucket list? Oh, I hope you do get to this place. It's doable, isn't it? It's something that you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the moment, I'm not... another ID for my bucket list.
Okay, fair enough. So, just to recap, you want to travel?
Yeah.
You want to jump out of a plane?
Yes.
With a parachute, preferably?
It's better.
And you want to go to a music festival?
Yes.
Well, don't forget that if you go to Thailand, you have the moonlight parties. Yeah. Have you seen the film The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, not all of it, but some of it is good for Thailand tourism.
Yeah, but
it's a bit scary.
My family doesn't like the electro music.
Oh my word. So there's only you.
I'm alone.
You need to find somebody else who likes this.
Yes. Another wife.
I didn't say that, Emmanuel, but you did. So, Emmanuel, thank you very much for talking about your bucket list today.
Thank you, Grace.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.